Here's what it now takes to survive in a country that used to be considered the breadbasket of southern Africa. Many people are going hungry. Millions rely on food aid. Many Zimbabweans are foraging for food, and other people in Zimbabwe are bartering soap, shoes, and other goods in exchange for food. Former President Jimmy Carter wasn't allowed into the country recently, but he said from South Africa that the crisis is worse than anybody could have imagined. The UN's World Food Program says the country could soon be facing a humanitarian emergency, and we have more this morning from NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton.
Bent double and clearly exhausted under the scorching midday sun, a frail old woman picks her way through a vast field of recently ploughed and harvested corn, the main staple food here in Zimbabwe. Her name is Katie Piri. She was gathering all the leftover single corn kernels she could find. Easily in her 70s, this wizened grandmother said she hadn't eaten for 3 days.
I'm hungry.
I'm very hungry. There's nothing I can do about it. I just do what is there to keep myself alive. I've never gone this hungry before. This year is the worst year, because in the past, at least there was something to eat. There's nothing to eat around here. It's hard. If anyone can help with food, I haven't eaten, and that's what I need, food. If anyone can help, I would like to be helped through food, because I'm hungry.
Like many Zimbabweans, Katie Piri said she could only put her trust in God. Where she lives, they've had no running water for months, and there are daily power outages for those lucky enough to have electricity. Feeling dizzy and nauseous, Piri sat down in the shade on a cushion of bare corn cobs and crackly dry leaves, with a modest bowl of golden-coloured kernels at her feet. Piri said she would grind the corn to eat with her grandson. Her last meal, she said, consisted of a wild root called manyanya. Katie Piri lives in the remote Doma area, once a top grain-producing district of Zimbabwe. Now people around here and other parts of the country are simply going hungry. Many are foraging in the bush for wild berries and guavas. It's now the matamba season, but the round, hard-skinned fruit has to be ripe to be safe to eat. Experts tell you that in desperation, villagers are picking matamba and smothering it with donkey or cow dung so that the fruit will ripen rapidly out in the sunshine. President Robert Mugabe's critics blame his land reform and redistribution policies for triggering the current food crisis and the economic meltdown. Productive white-owned commercial farms in this region used to be part of the Zimbabwean miracle, the regional grain basket, until they were occupied by Mugabe allies and many farmers and workers driven off their lands for good. Richard Lee, the Southern Africa spokesman for the UN World Food Programme, which is already feeding millions of Zimbabweans, warns that the crisis will only get worse.
The food situation in Zimbabwe is already very serious in very many parts of the country. And as we go through the next few months, it's going to become critical in many parts. And we're still 4.5 months away from the next harvest.
The UN says around half of Zimbabwe's population, that's about 5 million people, will need international food assistance by the end of this year, with talk of a full-scale humanitarian emergency. Lee, the WFP spokesman, says they're feeding 4 million people this month alone, but that stocks will run out by year end.
At the moment, we have no food supplies for distribution in January and February, just when the crisis is reaching its peak. So we can get to enough people in Zimbabwe, we can provide them with sufficient assistance, but we need additional resources, and we need those additional resources now.
The World Food Programme says donors have failed to respond to its international appeal last month for $140 million to buy food for hungry Zimbabweans. So, as the country's politics remains paralysed, the food crisis is getting worse, along with chronic shortages of fuel, foreign exchange, local currency and the most basic goods, as well as staggering inflation. All this has forced Zimbabweans to become even more thrifty and more resourceful.
You never stop, you never rest. Because if you rest, you will starve and the family will starve to death.
Shingirai Chayamiti, a father of three, is a barter trader I met on the side of the highway, sitting under a shade tree.
Food situation is too bad. It's critical, too bad. Things are going worse and worse, each and every day.
2 years ago, Chayamiti gave up his city job and a meager manager's salary and took to the road. He's been on the move ever since, trekking between distant urban areas and the countryside. I found him watching over £800 in sacks of corn, waiting for transport to the capital, Harare. But only a couple of cow-drawn carts trotted by.
I'll be taking big maize, wheat, soybeans in exchange for sugar, salt, bars of soap, cooking oil, shoes, sandals, used clothes and a variety of things, and make this barter exchange, at least my family survives. I can make two ends meet, you see.
So you've done good business or good bartering?
Yeah, I can't complain. I can't complain really, because at least I know I'm surviving. My family is surviving. I cannot complain.
Chayamiti said a 12-inch bar of green laundry soap, for instance, exchanges for about 10 pounds of corn. He had been hauling his barter load across Doma district, going from village to village and farm to farm for about a month, and was only now heading back home to Harare with a supply of the staple corn for his family to eat. In 3 weeks, Chayamiti will again leave his home in the city, armed with more barter goods, heading for more villages and farms to exchange them for food. As we spoke, a small group of children crowded around playfully. Each one was carrying a dirty old plastic bottle where they'd placed a collection of grain, corn kernels, green soya beans, and anything else they'd picked up from the roadside that had fallen from the broken sacks of the barter traders. We were told by farmers, villagers, and townsfolk alike that some Zimbabweans are reduced to picking out undigested corn kernels from cow dung, which they wash, pound, and then cook. That could be tonight's supper. Ofebia Kustarkton, NPR News, in Doma, Zimbabwe.
I'm looking at a photo of a woman holding a few grains of corn, which may be her meal for the day. It's part of a slideshow of Zimbabwe, which you can find at npr.org.